Morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Yeah, g'day, Brock. It's Daniel Fletcher speaking. I made an appointment yesterday
For
Scarlett, and her eye went back to normal late yesterday afternoon. I think it might be it's like the other eye, where she's got the cataract in one eye.
Yeah.
It's floating around inside the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, because I'm new to her and she's new to me, I have never seen the cataracts in both eyes,
sure.
Just that one eye. And so the good eye has gone back to normal.
Yeah,
so the what the uveitis, I think it is, floated back down to the bottom of the eye so she can see again.
Yeah, good.
I'm just wondering if I should just cancel the today's appointment.
Yeah, look, I read the file and everything. I saw they did some blood testing and things before and, you know, things like that, and talked about her diarrhea and stuff. But that's it. Like, I think, you know, certainly we can help with her eye. But I noticed they talked a lot about referring the previous owner to the ophthalmologist, which is usually our best bet because eyes are super complex. You know, most of the time we do like drops, you know, the same drops all the time, or, you know, they can do surgery. But it seems like they've sort of ruled in and out some things that could possibly have caused it, which is just where we look at. But I think if she's comfortable and she looks well, you know, we can.
Yeah, she's fine.
Daniel, but I think yeah, we usually check them every 12 months. And certainly, if there's any changes with the eye, for sure, Daniel. But I think that's okay to cancel it. It's obviously a chronic problem for her, you know.
Yeah, no, she's fine. She didn't seem to be even yesterday while she was experiencing this cloudiness in the eye. She wasn't cranky at all. Like, she always sits on my shoulder and
mm-hmm.
and yeah, like
shabby. Okay. Well,
yeah,
just still keep an eye on her, Daniel, and that's it. Like,
yeah.
Most of the time, like, the eyes, if you've ever had any issues with your eyes, I know someone who's had issues with the eyes, they're, like, some of the most painful sort of things you can get. So you'll definitely know when she's really sore, like, she'll be closing it, scratching at it, lethargic, quiet, might be herself. So,
all right, yeah.
Certainly, if happens, definitely let us know, or if the eye looks different, like you're already noticing, which is good.
Yeah, it's the first time I've actually seen both eyes with the uveitis. It was kind of a shock to me.
because
she's normally got one really good eye, like nice and dark, and the other one's all clouded over. That's only how I've ever seen her. And yesterday, all of a sudden, the uveitis was in both eyes. And I just thought, wow, that's not good.
No, definitely. Man. Well, that's it. They can go really bad really quick. So I like it, man. It sounds like you're really observant and keeping a close eye on her. So I think, I've canceled the appointment for now. But if you notice changes, or she gets worse, or she looks off or anything, definitely let's let us know, man.
Yeah, she still does have the appointment for getting a microchip done. So I'll keep that appointment definitely. But yeah, in the meantime, if there's any problems, I'll let you know.
Yeah, man, let me just double check. So sorry, did you still want to come in today for the microchip? Is that what you're after?
Oh, no. The microchip was on the 9th.
On the 9th, okay. Let me just double check that's in the system for you, Daniel. Okay, yep, sorry, no, you're correct. Yeah, so it's booked in at 9 a.m. Cool. Well, that'd be good. We'll have a look at her eyes anyway when she's there too, so that sounds good.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate it.
Easy, Daniel. All right, mate, take care, and we'll see you next
you
week.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.